day I'm really trying to get it. I take the L and elevate, I push it past the limit. Don't need no diamonds on my wrist, though, God, because I swear the vision big, just like the thick boy squad. Big boy squad, big boy nation. Big boy squad, big boy nation. Running up the miles while they running out of patience. Just the thick boy squad, big boy nation.
What's up, Dallas? Look at you guys. I'm not used to this. Dallas a little different. There's some ladies in the crowd tonight.
Boner alert.
You know that I'm redacted, baby. Girl, you got me different over you. What are we doing right here, baby? Baby, baby, you know. Baby, that I just go. But you don't walk to my truck, so that way that we can fuck. But I got a big dick,
girl. You gay as shit.
I thought I was gonna have some dick juice. Now you say don't want me, girl. Ooh, watch out for Brian. He's not gonna be cool for long. One day that was all.
Stop for my favorite time of the week. When you get to hear Papa try to speak. Release surprises today. You better act gay or watch 10 minutes of Shop.
Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Shop. Thanks for tuning in. Great to see you. Oh, as always, you gotta join the Patreon, the Discord, the Reddit. All of that stuff. Also, I hope you enjoyed the trailer, the teaser trailer for me doing the first 5 minutes of the Gringo Poppy.
Mm-hmm.
And even more importantly than that, we have a special announcement if you care about us doing stand-up. Gerardo, take it away.
This Saturday, March 23rd in Bellflower, the Southern California area, we're going to be at the stand-up comedy club with Jesus Sepulveda headlining. But he's got a spot for Brendan, spot for me, and we're going to be fucking, you know, just doubling the funny up, no big deal. You know what I'm saying, dude?
Right. You're going to have to come in there. Whoever shows up third, we're going to be like, the funny just tripled up.
Yeah.
The stand-up comedy club in Bellflower, correct?
Yeah.
Ever heard of it?
The problem is that if nobody shows up, we'll never do a show together
again. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. If nobody comes and watches, he's going to be like, listen, I like you guys, but you're blockbuster.
Yeah.
And nobody cares who you are, B.
Even though that's not why you came here,
no,
dude.
No, not at all. That is not why you came here, so... start the timer, play the chin clip.
All righty. Well, we got no chin to start with today, clip, but this one is a picture posted by Wear a Damn Helmet. It's called Water, and it is beautiful, dude.
Dude, that's so good. Like, that's art.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it looks like something you could see in a museum.
Honestly, dude, I would like this painted on my wall in my bedroom.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think my girlfriend would allow for this in our house, but if
then if is I she was, the right
yeah.
girl, dude?
Yeah. No, I understand why she wouldn't, but I like it. Yeah. I think I would put it up.
You shouldn't be even asking her. You should be asking Jay if it's a good idea, dude.
You're right.
Yeah.
You know, you're right.
It's so hard to say ask now. Do you find that or no?
Oh, instead of axe?
Yeah, dude.
Axe Jay. I mean, why even say ask?
Yeah.
Let's just go with axe now.
Yeah. Did you ask Jay about that fucking Kibitek hat, dude? Or no?
Oh, did you guys see that? Yeah, dude. The company sent it to me because I bought it. And then they wrote a special note that said, thank you, Brendan, on it. So I thought that was very nice of them.
Hell, guys,
never met him.
Shout out Kibitek, dude. Let's go to the next chin here, dude. This one's posted by our boy Haphazard. It's called Straws Are for Soy Boys. Let's see what this is about.
Asking you guys a debate club question about using straws as a man. I have a very strong opinion on using straws. I think you can only use a straw with a water at a restaurant. Anytime else, it's a little fruity.
Agree.
So fast, dude. This is who watches. We always ask, like, who watches this shit? Guys that have strong opinions about straw use. Moron. Where do you get water at a restaurant? Why not other things at a restaurant? I think he's doing a bit. But it's so funny that Brennan immediately goes, agree. It's kind of like, it reminds me of Boom.
Dude, he's always using straws.
And then also, yeah, that too. Yeah. That's also that's the obvious point. That's your takeaway, dude? Both. But, you know, we all know that he struggles with straws. And that's probably the reason why he doesn't like straws.
Yeah,
he's done with, like, having to use them.
Here's about your guys' opinion on straws. I just watched my boss, who I'm supposed to take orders from, use a straw in his Coke at 6 in the morning. So I respect him a little bit less, but I want to hear your guys' opinion on it.
There's something very feminine about using a straw. I don't use it.
No, there's not. Idiot.
I'm not a big fan of straws, but I also don't have a strong opinion on it.
You think they're feminine to use them?
Didn't say that.
Okay. I just want to make sure that you clarified that.
No, I didn't even. You're the one that pointed that out.
Well, because that's what he said.
Yeah, true. But I know to put those words in my fucking mouth.
All right.
I literally just like sipping out of a cup, honestly.
I don't mind. I've been getting more into that now that they've, like, the coffee, they've, like, strayed away from that at Starbucks. You know, they ask you if you want a straw.
Yeah.
I've noticed that I can drink a coffee without a straw, and I'm like, maybe it's better for the environment, so mm-hmm. That's fine. But there's also nothing wrong with using a straw, and it's certainly not feminine.
I'm also more of, like, the fake nipple kind of guy. I like putting little baby bibs on my drinks, and then...
You know okay, well, mean? Now you're getting into the territory where someone's going to ask about you.
That's the whole point of this, dude. Let's do this.
You do. Well, you would for this. You would for this. You wouldn't take the top off if they handed you.
I'd take the top off.
No, you would.
Nice coffee.
Yeah, because I know punk bitch.
Do you think he just doesn't remember all these? How could he not know that there's all these pictures of?
I mean, like, come on, dude. He's my best friend, right. You know, parasocially. So
yeah. He's
just trying to be funny, dating. What if these straws are AI, dude? You didn't think about that.
That's true. It could just be the cats messing with us. He's never used a straw. It's a painted narrative from the homeless cats.
He hardly lies.
You're right. He never lies. He never does lie.
I like how he said it.
I'm not a punk bitch.
There's something
soft about a straw. My response
to if he's not using a straw on that one, why would he make that face near the cup?
Well, he's responding sarcastically to Dana, like, you think I'm
and all, yeah, exactly. Like, what is this response to Dana White? What's he trying to do here? I don't understand the response. Why does he do like improv responses on these things? Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make sense.
I agree to a point
in a soda can, yes.
Never. That's ridiculous. Soda can? That's crazy.
Dude,
that's
it's
crazy.
Designed for because, first of all, that's that crazy. Means you have to go like this,
That's crazy.
Nothing gay.
Nothing gay.
I don't care if you put it in a soda can. I don't care if you put it in a water bottle.
Yeah.
The only straw move that I'd be like, that's not, I don't get that, is if you put it in a pint glass. Mm. You're drinking a beer and you put a straw into a beer. That would be strange.
Yeah. For me, it's like, stop doing cocaine with using straws, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Their straws are used for that.
Yeah. But dollar bills are where it's at, dude. Dollar bills, y'all.
You know, if you're going to bring it in a car, obviously you need a straw. Anything like this kind of a drink that they give you.
The fade is so funny, dude. Great editing. Never seen it.
Dude, with a top on it, that's fine. But if you have an open drink and put a straw on a table.
You suck cock.
You suck cock.
Just the most feminine drink, though, like that too. Like, that's what's feminine. It's a pink drink. I don't know what the name of it is, but
yeah,
you know, it's not necessarily the most masculine drink I've ever
seen. With the feminine boost in it.
Mm-hmm. Magic mind for women.
Never eaten on air. Professional, dude.
Never eaten on air. Professional, dude. You have a whole show where you eat on air, dude. What are your thoughts?
It's just so funny that he always says he doesn't do what he does. It's like the clip where, you know, he gets his car stuck or his truck stuck in the sand. He's like, this is definitely not going to get his truck stuck in or whatever. But then he does it.
Yeah, dude. Pray for Papa, dude. He needs it right now in this troubling time. He's lying on your ways, folks. This one's posted by SL1991. It's called Froggy Fresh. Mm-hmm. Do you know who this guy is or not?
Absolutely.
You do?
You don't know him?
No.
You don't remember Krispy Kreme, the rapper?
No.
Oh, that was back in the day. That was one of the greatest. It was this guy, this funny looking young guy that does a rap as MC Krispy Kreme. And it's him and his friend who's this nerdy friend with glasses. And he's like, I can't remember any of the lyrics, but it's really good. You should check it out sometime.
Okay.
Like, I'm the baddest of the bad, something or other. Now he's like an internet character that does stuff with other YouTubers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Apparently he's homeless.
Joe Rogan, this is a video for you. If you're on the internet right now, sit down. I got something to tell you. Brendan Shaw is an idiot and he's not funny. Peace.
You know, he's still right. After all these years, still has great takes. Not much more I can say on that.
Yeah.
You really should check it out sometime, though. It's a great video. Never seen it.
I think it's kind of rude for him to open with idiot and not fun. Like, you know what I mean? Mm. Instead of saying, like, he's not funny and he's kind of an idiot. You know, it's kind of a little lighter. He just starts out hard with the hard eye, you know?
I mean, who am I to judge what a great rapper, you know? He's got his own way of doing things, he's entertained me before, so I stand with him.
Yeah, dude. Humor is subjective, but intelligence is education, right? So
what?
You know, education is intelligence, and Bappa's got all his books lined up in a row on the
I see. Cookie right.
shelf.
You're right. He's not the smartest tool in the shed.
He's the sharpest.
Right.
But, you know, smarts. Hey, try having CTE and rapping, Mr. fucking Krispy Kreme, whatever your fucking bullshit, yum yum donut ass.
He's not putting himself in Bappa's moccasins.
Yeah, dude.
Walking him a few feet.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Walk a mile in my truck.
He wouldn't
truck.
Even fit. Look at how small he is, dude.
Yeah.
How would he fit in those big shoes, right?
Yeah, dude.
He's not 8 inches.
You wouldn't say that to me when you were walking to the truck. You probably wouldn't even talk in the truck. You're just like, my dig, daddy.
You'd have to use phone books to be able to drive the truck.
Yeah, dude. Let's get on for that duck, dude. Fucking no need for that, dude.
I was playing a character there. I love Krispy Kreme.
Oh, okay. I don't even know who he is. Anyways, so this one's user deleted. It's, hey, come do my pod that gets zero views. I just got to leave in the middle of it as I'm pretending to be a gearhead. Chairs, my man. Who is this guy?
I guess he's the world's strongest man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I never got tested. Let's see.
Add in strongman. It was just, yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have one that was.
I got a roll. Are you going to do current events?
You got a roll?
Yeah, you got the ads?
I got the ads. I got everything.
All right. You guys good?
All right, yeah. We'll see you
later. Oh, let's take a break then if you're to bounce.
Okay.
Real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool.
Jump really high. Sometimes you can squat a lot or deadlift a lot. I can't remember what it was, but like fast twitch muscle is a.
I just don't know why. This is not the first time we've seen this happen.
Yeah.
This is like another segment where he's just like, gotta go. We're like, you gotta go? Yeah, I got ads or whatever. It's like, what? Why are they leaving this in?
I don't know.
For us to talk about?
Yeah. What I'm more concerned with is Bappa's cutting him off and then saying he has to leave. It's like, wait till he's finished talking, daddy.
That's also rude to be like, it's your own show. The show is like hitting a stride, I guess. And then you're like, I got to leave.
Yeah.
Just head out then.
Yeah.
Wait a second. I don't know. It's very strange.
Do me a favor. Talk like you're on a podcast and then I'm going to leave in the middle of it.
So the other day I was fishing and then I got a that would be funnier if he was just like boner alert and then he's like, you know, I gotta go. So you know, he grabs his shoe off the wall. He like pours a drink. He like reaches over, the guy opens up a rain, pours the rain into the shoe, drinks it, and he's like, all right, guys, I got that thing. You know, you can finish up, right? I don't really care if you. It's good. It's good as it is.
And then drinks out of a straw.
He thinks if he leaves, the show's over.
Yeah.
He's like, I guess you can keep going, but I gotta go.
I don't know why you would. I'm leaving.
No one's gonna like the views are gonna go way down. Strange man.
You're like, that one didn't get as many views because I left in the middle of it.
Yeah, that's a way to blame the show for not doing well. It's like. My bad, guys. I'll take the L on this one. You know, I left and nobody really wants to watch Brian talk to the bald, strong guy for that long. So I get it, you know.
Don't kill me. I get it. All right. So this one is, dude, rest in peace to whoever's username got deleted. But this is another deleted one. It's called What the Actual Fug. Yeah, this one had me questioning a lot this week.
Mm. Hit it.
Okay.
She thinks I
hit it.
I wrote this.
Yeah, I did.
And a little help from Lil Brow.
Boy, I'm about to risk it all.
Dude, what is with the style of music that Lil Brow makes, and why does it make Papa so hard, dude?
I don't know. I was immediately liked it the second it played.
Yeah,
I know. I'm redacted. I'm sorry, but just that beginning riff, I loved it. I like Dig Boy Town. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I like Chin's voice. I don't the beats, and they all sound the same.
I like the thick. You don't like the Thick Boy Town thing that he comes up to the Gringo Poppy?
Well, Thick Boy Squad, Thick Boy Nation's amazing.
Yeah. I like that. I like all of Chin's singing. I like the raps that we listen to are pretty bad.
Yeah.
But this so far, I'm into it.
Let's see.
I'm stuttering on the FaceTime call. I swear I'm trying to play it off. But I think I just fell in love with Hannah Baron,
Who?
I don't know.
Slapper. 5 years. Just...
Yeah, it's like, that new kind of like country music with rap in it.
Oh.
Post Malone type deal.
Yeah.
Gets me every time. But I don't like Jelly Roll. Say that. Jelly Roll and Honey Biscuit.
Yeah.
Or whatever. His brother Honey Biscuit.
And his brother Kitchen Appliance.
Somebody save me from a ham sandwich. That's all I got.
Yeah, he just had another brother born last week, Shower Curtain.
That's right. It's a big family.
Yeah. I hope him in one bedroom apartment make it out of the hood, dude.
This is just stuff from your life now.
Yeah, I got an apartment, y'all. Oh, yeah,
clear it up.
Boner alert. Oh, fuck. You go for it. I'm sorry about that. I fucking goofed you there. All right, let's go to the next one. This one's posted by Dazzling Rabbit. It's called Love Reheating Old Dishes. All right, Dallas, that's my time. I don't know why I said dishes like that. I said it like a Latina mom. Let's see here.
The 145 champ, Max Hollywood.
wait. Can you go back?
Max Hollywood.
Max Hollywood. Oh, yeah, Max Hollywood.
The 145 champ, Max Hollywood.
It's with Cody Garrett.
Fassbender is the truth.
Fight John Africa.
Who the hell is John Africa?
Denzele Wang.
Tunikin.
Francis Gano.
What?
Or Dan Ho Choi. Evil Chinese man. And Jingling.
Asian as shit.
What's your favorite out of all of those? I would say, can I answer first?
Go for it.
Jingling. They didn't get better than that.
Yeah. Well, John Africa's a classic, dude. I got to go with John Africa.
Yeah, that's true. But Jingling, what's that guy's real name?
I don't know, dude.
It can't be Jingling, right? No chance.
You're going to gadoosh me if I could guess.
No. I don't want you to guess. I just think that's so funny.
You know why mine's John Africa? Because all the time I'm like, who the hell is, who the fuck is John Africa?
Oh, yeah, classic song.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I don't want him to be like offensive or whatever, but I would love to watch him just do an all Asian fight.
Yeah.
You know, and just let him do the names for all the fighters.
Yeah.
I think that would be entertaining for most people.
Yeah. A way to clash
big gulp, don't kill me.
Yeah. Colorado meets Tokyo, dude. You know what I mean? all right. So this is Colorado Drift. This one's posted by ABTB12. It's called Like Meatloaf Once Said, 13 out of 312 ain't bad. I don't know the Meatloaf reference.
I don't know.
But
yeah, I'm not a Meatloaf guy.
I mean, that's all the tickets sold, right? The color ones?
This, again, I'm confused by this. There's like multiple colors. So how do you know what is sold?
No, I'm joking. I'll tell you the real answer.
Oh, okay.
8 inches, dude. No, so blue, this is like a different price. And then this one's a different price. And then these are a different price. These are a different price. Or they're different classification of tickets, like upper balcony,
I see.
Seats.
So how do we know how many have sold?
The ones that aren't there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, God.
Yeah, people are dropping the ball, dude.
That is not a residency. That's fucked up, man. That's why there's so much color, so that you'd want there to be no color.
Yeah, you want there to be no.
Be sold out. Yeah. Okay, I'm learning as I go. That's, hey, Brendan Schaub, you're Blockbuster.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, dude. I mean, they should have had a special guest on the first show. I'm feeling for my boy, dude. You know, people dropped out. It is what it is. Yeah. Shit happens, right?
You don't want to go all the way to Austin if that's all that they got there, you know?
I hear you. I get it. Don't kill me, dude. But it is going to be the best show of all time, I bet.
If you walk in there and there's only like 6 other people there, you're like, damn. Like, I get like...
You're like, I really like the show, dude.
People don't like this as much as me? Weird. That's different.
It's also like a very highly, you know, there's a lot of comedy shows in Austin.
That's true. Austin might be kind of saturated. What's up, Austin? Austin is different. There's only 6 people here, Dallas.
He should recreate the fucking Gringo Poppy, dude. You know what I mean?
That was when he was at his best.
Which something happened to you. I don't know if you want to take it from here. Do you want to present this one?
Yeah. I saw this post on Dude's Room or Dude Rooms on Instagram because someone tagged me in it. And they had some guy set up a thing in his apartment. Said new apartment, rate my setup, dudes only. And then it got posted on Chang's from Dude Room. And do you want to show them? We have a special. We have a special announcement.
Well, it was posted here by False Ad 2773 called Found This on Social Media. But
who
this
was the OP?
This is you, dude.
Oh, shit. Oh. There was me the whole time. Gadoosh. I got gadooshed in the Reddit comments. But yeah, no, I posted it one night. I was bored and I thought it'd be funny because I saw a Sopranos thing like this.
Yeah.
So I was like, what if I put on a Bappa, a Gringo Poppy? And then I made it all the way to Chang. So you never know.
Where did you take this picture at, dude?
I like got real close because I didn't want to show this room. You know?
Oh, okay. Oh, I see the wires.
Like, you're like a loser. So I was like, what if someone just had a chair, a can of rain, and Bappa playing on a Amazon TV on the floor?
Ever heard of it?
I mean, that's a pretty good setup. This is all you really need, right?
Yeah, rain, I guess.
Bappa, chair.
Yeah.
Chair.
Maybe a Kimra.
A Kimra. Yeah, there's a Kimra there somewhere.
All right, so this one's posted by Wear a Damn Helmet. It's called Bappa Through the Years. And, you know, just excellent AI work. The lips are really well done.
Looks like an old child.
Yeah.
Here. What's he drinking?
Rain Energy.
Oh, okay.
What is that? Oh, it's just some lemonade.
Right.
With a little bit of vodka in it, dude. Little teenage Schwab.
Using a straw, too.
Yeah, this is so funny, dude. It's got 2 C's, so you know it's not from him.
Yeah.
And he kind of looks like John Bernthal, right? Like a fat
yeah,
John Bernthal.
AI made him look like that, yeah.
And then those lips just keep growing, dude.
The truck flip.
Truck flip, yep.
Sand all over him, no shirt.
Old man Bappa. I feel like this is a spoiler alert, dude. I want to see him age gracefully, right?
This is wise Bappa.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how many podcast episodes this Bappa has done, dude?
Oh, dude.
How many shoes he's drinking out of? How many chigs he's fucked?
How many girls that have sucked his dick for 5 minutes at Thick Boy Studios?
Yeah, dude. This is the Bappa we will see someday.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe you're going to have a little more trouble with the boner alerts at this age. You know what I'm saying? Viagra alert, right?
Who knows, man? Bappa finds a way, dude.
Yeah.
For all we know, he's drinking dick juice out of that fucking thing right there.
Oh, that's probably dick juice, dude. You know what I mean? Right there. Anyways, let's go to the next one, dude. A lot more picture posts this week. This one's posted by Toronto Rapture. Boom. It's called, These Two Are Always Taking Shots at Random Folk Who Are Just Living Their Best Life.
What a funny title.
Let's see.
Hey guys. So a 70 million year old giant dinosaur skeleton was found, like full thing. Skull.
Gay.
Yeah. He just says gay.
Boring. Dinosaurs suck.
Yeah, dinosaurs dead.
Science.
Boom.
Got an amateur archaeologist and his dog are just walking around and they look on the side of the hill and they see something weird. They go look into it a little more and it's a full-blown dinosaur.
What kind of dinosaur, though? Probably get too excited.
Dude, he's so fucking funny, man. We hate on him too much because he's actually really good. Like, that's such a hilarious delivery. It's just like the one with the, how tall is he? 5'10".
Don't count.
Yeah, you do. What's another thing he's done like that? Like, what kind of car is it?
TRX.
Don't count. All right, now you ask me something, or I want you to say don't count, so ask me.
Oh, do you drink soda?
Another way around. I'm so tired.
Is soda with a straw or no?
It's the kind of soda.
Don't count.
Yeah, we got it,
dude. We got there. Fucking
A. Sore?
Oh, sore.
Dinosaur.
Sore. He said, oh, a sore.
What is that?
I don't know what she said to begin with. I think
we got to rewind the tape.
Yeah. Let's see here. What kind is it?
I get too excited.
Titanosaur?
Oh, sore.
Titanosaur.
A sore. So it's one of the sore dinosaurs. Interesting.
So if it was a pterodactyl, he'd be like, gay.
If it was a pterodactyl, he'd be like, oh, so it's not an ill, I guess.
Is that also... Would that be one with teeth, or is this one that eats plants? Because if it's not dangerous,
dude, be cool, man.
I don't give a fuck.
Come on. Be cool.
No.
Bro, be cool.
No, it has to be
Are
dangerous.
Are you saying it's a cock dinosaur that you're not
Yeah, it's a
in?
Bitch dinosaur.
Hold on. Go back. Go back to the picture.
So I remember a little bit of the, there's like omnivore and herbivore, but I don't remember what they are.
Carnivore.
Carnivore is the one that he wants.
Yeah.
So if it's omnivore or herbivore, he's like, nah.
Don't count.
Nah. Dallas, I want a carnivore.
Boom.
That guy's interesting.
Which one?
The one on the left.
Both of them.
Both.
Anyway, they found that. Look at that. But I hate when they say they found it completely. Well, I guess they did. I guess it's
did it say what kind of a T-Tac source
it is? Titanosaur. It says Titanosaur.
Amazing, though.
T-Tac.
Kibitek.
He's family of long neck herbivores. We lost Brent.
Said what you said. He got there. He didn't say it at the very beginning, but he knew it was coming.
Yeah, dude.
Gay.
They eat plants. Lame.
Lame. So do vegetarians. They're gay.
It's so funny because no one says this about dinosaurs. Yeah. No one thinks this. Everyone is obsessed with dinosaurs when they're a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Bob. I wonder if Bob didn't care when he was a kid either.
Damn, dude. He's always one step ahead of you, too.
Hey, why? How do you say that?
Look at that hat, dude. It's not a Kibitek.
Oh, he knew I was going to wear this, so he switched it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
got you. Boom.
You know, we're never going to catch him.
Nope. But you better buy that king hat, dude. Stat. Get Brendan Walsh on the phone, dude.
Let's see. Come on.
If he can't kill me.
Please.
Also, did they find feathers or anything? Remember they're saying they have feathers on them?
Yeah, but I don't know if those do. Not all of them have feathers.
Just the T-Rex?
I think so, but just be cool, bro.
Don't. No, those are stupid. Where did they find it at?
France.
Yeah.
It's a French dinosaur, dude.
It'd be like 40 million years from now finding a...
No, you know, cow?
Yeah. No. Finding a cow and then being like, check it out.
No. Oh, no, dude, come on.
Cool.
Come on, it's a French dinosaur. Be cool, dude.
Oh, God, that means he can't fight.
Those guys couldn't be more French. They have scarves on while looking for dinosaurs. The French are always
all
in scarves.
The dust, bro.
All the French have scarves.
Isn't Cyril Gane French?
I think so.
Yeah, he could fuck Brendan up, dude. We're someone that can't fight.
Yeah, no, they're French people can fight.
Boom. Got him, dude. Hell yeah, I feel good right now, dude.
You outsmarted them. Yeah. Both of them.
Dude, that feels good. Well, Victor Wembanyama could beat his ass, dude. Boom.
Oh, the Spurs guy. Yeah. Very tall.
Rudy Gobert, right?
Boom. Another French. Yeah. You can go all day.
Yeah, dude. Let's get some lightweights in there.
Sometimes a week you can name French guys that could beat up Brennan.
I'm surprised that was his takeaway, dude. It's like, you know, herbivores would definitely drive an electric car. How are they going to even fit in that thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he thinks that just because you eat the dinosaurs that he plants, I mean, some of those are huge dinosaurs. They could probably... you know, keep you busy.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Brian. So this one's posted by one usual 4460. Always, he misspelled always, been a hater, B. This is a reheat. We already seen this, but it made me laugh earlier. So.
Okay, nice.
Yes. I think
this guy's all excited to see Kimbo, but Brendan is pissed, dude.
Slice, he kind of has a bounty over his head, for sure. And when he walked in, it was kind of like the sheep entering the room with a bunch of wolves, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, another guy they changed his opinion on, it's almost like a straw thing. Because now he has the poster up, or the picture of him in the back. He loves him now.
It's just, it's unbelievable, dude, how he switches up. It's just, he's like the smartest person on earth, dude.
Yeah, I mean, whatever day it is, he just adjusts himself to the right opinion, you know?
Yeah. Dude.
He's different.
Different, for sure. This one's posted by Perry Perry 1989. Don't want to spend a lot of time on this because it's gross, but it's called the tongue. And I think they photoshopped the fork out. So it's just the tongue. What do you think about that?
Oh, God. Yeah, we talked about this a lot with Walsh. I just don't understand. I still don't understand. I never will understand.
Yeah.
It makes it worse when you photoshop out the fork, for sure.
Yeah, though, dude.
Doesn't even really see how ridiculous it is.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Do you know anyone else who does that?
No.
Have you ever met anybody like that?
I wouldn't keep that company, sir.
Yeah, what would you say to somebody if they were like, you're out getting lunch and you both order food, let's say the pho comes out and they're like about to eat a thing and they go, put their tongue out like that.
Regardless of gender, dude?
Mm-hmm.
I would walk out there. I would walk out there, slap him in the face, dude.
Slap him in the face.
Yeah.
Regardless of gender. Just, you sure you want
to? Just kidding.
Do you have any edits there?
Regardless of gender. Dude, I would just straight up leave.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. If, I don't know, dude. It's like, what are you, a dog drinking water, dude? What are you doing here, dude? Right?
Yeah, I think I would say, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I would confront the person. And I'd be like, what? You got your whole tongue out, man. Do you normally eat like this? And then I guess I would gadouche them a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You feel like, because sometimes Brandon just says kind of fucked up things to people, but I guess in that situation, I would be a little bit of Schwab would come out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, what are you doing?
All right, so this one's a pin post, I believe, by the moderators.
Oh.
But it's 4 minutes and 50 seconds. It might get gadouched because of copyright stuff. Mm. But let's see what's happening here, dude, to keep us a little busy. It's called Schwab Wars, Episode 1, The Gringo Poppy. Have you seen this?
No.
I haven't seen it either.
That's cool.
Let's see. A long time Classic. Ago. Not the state. Far, far away.
Classic.
All right. Let's see. Definitely getting gadouched. Yeah.
Hard not to hum along with it.
Yeah. Episode 1, The Gringo Poppy. Where's What's Up Dallas? Look at you guys.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, they just transcribed The Gringo Poppy. Very good.
I used to that. My demo 18 to 36.
So smart. It's just going to last for 4 minutes, right? Real confidence. This is the stuff I love, dude. Good job. So good.
Oh,
this is like my stand-up set the other night.
Yeah. This is great.
Yeah.
Then it ends eventually here. So.
Okay.
Let's see.
Temple deity. Oh, my bad, Mr. Whole Foods. My bad.
I love you, Texas. Where's that? Oh, yeah, right there. I love
so
you,
it
Texas.
So it ends at my bad. That's good. That's good. That's about 2 or 3 minutes in.
Yeah.
I know that because I'm here for
it. You learned it all.
I memorized the first film.
All right, let's see where this goes.
The princess, you have to take care of her. You hear me? Huh?
It's like Shab doing a vlog.
Iconic scene, dude.
I love you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Sleep in the garage.
How does he fit in that thing, dude?
you hear the Joey Diaz thing? They made Jabba the Hutt, but Joey Diaz. I don't know what did he say, but that was a good. That's your takeaway. It was very good.
Yeah.
Sleep in the garage. No dinner.
No dinner. The TRX.
Oh, something's going to flip. Yeah.
The SOS service provided by the manufacturer to cancel.
I have the higher ground on Lincoln.
Oh, I'm hurt, man. If you wanted to hurt me, you got me, brother. You definitely got me. don't understand it. I don't. I still consider your friend.
BGL.
Yep.
And you don't have a ton of friends. I'm not your man.
George Lucas. Brain dump swap. Yeah. Nice. Fuck?
Holy shit. You didn't know that was
good? I had no clue.
Wow.
Whoa.
Who did that? Who did this clip?
I don't even know. Owen, the video editor.
Wow. Thanks, Owen.
Dude. It
didn't matter. Didn't count, but damn, thanks for the shout out. I didn't see that coming.
Dude.
You're now one of my North Stars, B.
Wow.
Thank you.
Shop is misspelled, but that's awesome, dude.
Or one of our North Stars. Hilarious,
damn,
dude.
That made me happy right there, dude.
Keep it up, man. And we're happy to be producers, dude.
Oh,
I mean, that's
God.
We knew that we are producers of this. We're on set.
Please let episode two have.
We already know what episode two is. We're producers on this shit, dude. We got the funding on the thing. We did a lot of the legwork, casting.
Yeah, location and stuff. But let me finish.
Location. All right, sorry.
Please let episode two have There'll Be Blood in It, dude. That would be fucking Netflix, dude.
I mean, yeah, you can put bop in anything.
Yeah.
That's what, when we're on set with Owen, we're always talking about, like, you know, what's next? Yeah. What is the next thing we're going to put in? What universe is bop going to be in the cinematic? We talked about The Godfather, of course. Yeah. We talked about There Will Be Blood just now.
Scarface.
Yeah. The Untouchables is another one that we've thought about.
Yeah.
And it's just, this is stuff we've been discussing with Owen behind the scenes. So thank you so much. I mean, Sundance is not out of the question. Right? No. And I'm a numbers guy, so I'm like trying to negotiate. We missed the cutoff for South by Southwest, but we're working on a lot of different things. So just keep your eyes on us and we'll see what happens.
We'll keep you busy, dude.
Yes, exactly. Very well said.
Damn, that was awesome. Let's see the rest. Toe broken. Coco Diaz.
Oh, fuck. Truck.
Mexico.
Illegal.
Nice, wow, dude. That was epic.
Beady.
Wow.
Very good.
Very good. Any thoughts? Other thoughts? I'll pull the other one next
I
one.
I mean, you know, we're. It's something that's in the kitchen and we're behind the scenes. I'm next to the director, you know, shouting my thing, but it's all Owen at the end of the day. He's the one that makes the product. You know, I'm just the money guy.
Yeah.
And same with you. Your locations, money, and that kind of thing.
Yeah. I do catering.
I mean, fucking
straws.
Craft services, they're always on point because Gerardo is like right there in their ear being like.
Regardless of gender slapping them, stuff like that.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. It's like, would you have craft services like this for Leonardo DiCaprio? Oh, you wouldn't? Well, then you won't have it for me. Then.
Okay. What are we doing here, dude? And
this is Drug Walk Diaries?
Yeah. Most importantly, we don't matter. We don't count, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Let's see here. This one is posted by Mitchie Slick LBC. It's called, is teed off in Bapa's vocabulary? Do you want to answer that before?
Teed off. Is it in? No, I'm sure he messes it up.
Oh, I don't think you understand the reference, but probably that's fine. Not. It's good. It's
fine. What are the chances that, I mean, like, I'm maybe 50-50 at understanding before the clip starts every time.
Yeah, I'm guilty of knowing the beginning of this clip, but it's something we've seen many times on here.
Okay.
So here it goes.
I go, I think you're off on that.
Yeah.
I think you're off on this or off on that.
And then someone wrote in quotes, he teed off on you.
Those words aren't in my vocabulary to describe a fight. Teed off?
Austin, I love you, Texas.
I don't understand what that means.
Okay, so this situation was Nate Diaz came up to Shaw. Remember that?
Yes.
And he's like, he's saying that he teed off on you, like Conor McGregor teed off on Nate Diaz.
Yeah.
And that, so he's saying like, how, I don't even ever say that. And so this is the only part of the clip I saw. I'm assuming they're going to show us times where he said teed off.
Yeah. But just to stick on, okay, I get the idea of the clip, and that's a very funny premise, which good for the chef. But I still don't really understand how him saying that's not even in my vocabulary could have anything to do with what Nate said to him.
Yeah.
Because isn't he saying that Nate teed off on him? How does Bappa not using the phrase teed off have anything to do with that?
I think Nate Diaz was mad that Conor McGregor teed off on Nate. I think he said that not Conor teed off on him. Oh. And please comment if we're fucking wrong.
Wait, let's watch it one more time.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to understand this.
Let's see here. Sorry. Boom.
I go, I think you're off on that. Yeah. I think you're off on this or off on that.
And then someone wrote in quotes, he teed off on you.
Those words aren't even in my vocabulary to describe a fight. Teed
aren't
off.
Are they saying that Shab, because Shab said something to somebody and somebody wrote that Shab teed off on someone else, mm-hmm. right?
What?
Is that one?
No. This is strictly the Nate Diaz situation. Pretty sure.
Then I'm super confused.
Let's finish the clip. All right.
Also, I would never disrespect Nate like that.
In his face like that? That sounds crazy.
Have you ever heard of me doing anything like that? You like, wouldn't do that. I would never do that. And especially with. Also, what kind of bitch move would that be? You two, I have nothing to do with that. You fought another grown man.
Yeah.
I would never brag. He teed off on you. Like, yeah, that has so nothing gross. To do with me. That's disgusting.
That's so gross.
Alan's wading in, but he's getting teed off on you.
Fuck. All right, now I understand. Like Shab said that Nate teed off on
McGregor. You don't understand still.
I'm
sorry. Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
And Nate Diaz fought.
Right.
Brendan Shab said that how did Conor lose that fight? He teed off on Nate.
Oh.
And so okay. Nate was like, "What's up, dog?" basically when he saw him backstage.
Okay.
Anyways, and also I probably am wrong, but that's what I think it is.
Yeah, no. We should have just focused on the premise. Yes. When you don't focus on the premise of these well-crafted dishes, you get very confused. You become a duck, like I was a duck. If I said it was a duck, you would agree.
Oh, yeah. We haven't been doing There We Butt that much recently.
Yeah. That's a shot from the past.
Don't bully me, Brendan. all right. So this one's posted by Pee-Pee Stains in the Front, dude. Let's welcome back. It's called Bappa Watches Ryan Garcia's Social Media Video. Let's see here.
We talked about Ryan Garcia last week.
Lips like sugar.
Is Ryan wearing a crown there? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
He looks like it.
Yeah, he doesn't look healthy, man.
I just want to show you this video real quick.
Here to announce my return back to Instagram. Over these past couple days, you guys have seen some...
Oh, no. Someone wrote this for him. And he's reading it.
I don't understand what they look like. But I'm coming back to announce I'm not going to speak on any other topic other than boxing, sports, and my fight. That's the only thing I'm going to be talking about. And I'm training for this fight. I want everybody to know this fight's still on. 420, 5 weeks of super focus. I have PBD.
Do you think he's going to keep the finger in the mouth the whole time?
Yeah.
Man.
It really is, and I don't mean to be like gadooshing him as much, but like it really is like a monkey in the zoo. You know?
Yeah.
It's like what you'd see a gorilla doing. And you'd be like, oh, look, the gorilla's got his finger in his mouth. But you wouldn't. That's normal for a gorilla.
Tastes like sugar.
Yeah, and the subtext is like he's like into him or something.
Yeah. I'm going to probably cut the song out, but that was the song that was playing.
The song is very funny. Yeah. It's too bad they have to cut it out.
Let's see.
The other Warriors. So I thank you guys for the support, and I'll see you guys on 420.
Damn, someone wrote that and I just set it up, so it didn't look like you.
Was that?
Not the whole time.
Oh, okay.
I guess when Ryan's talking.
Yeah, the whole time Ryan's talking.
I thought he was going to keep it in the, like, even after. Fair. We're both right. Both.
You both.
He's not even looking at the camera.
No. Well, they have a screen.
Oh, dude, they have less energy drinks than usual.
Uh-oh.
Do you notice that?
Yeah, there's not as many on the table. You're right. Maybe hard times or he drank a few. He's finally cracking some open.
Probably needed some energy. Yeah. Crisp Monday morning.
Yep.
It's not good.
That's good. What the fuck?
Girl, the only thing I
what?
Need.
What? Oh. Oh my God.
I didn't understand the variant, but the Jim Carrey saying good. Yeah. That was awesome.
Good. Hell yeah, dude. We're trying to get Jocko on the podcast. He's not responding. Let's see this one, dude. This one's called Mixed with an Older Dish. Bopper reminds us he can fug up Mike Tyson. Posted by Money Loan 1864. Let's see this, dude. Who do you think wins, Bopper or Mike Tyson?
Oh, Bopper. He can do 20 reps of whatever.
40.
40 reps of that thing or whatever.
Thank God you're not a numbers guy. I don't work with those people.
Let's see here. So we've already talked about, Brendan has said on record he could beat Mike Tyson in a fight.
Yes.
Stop doing that on this dude. I don't think he like that, man. I don't think
Mike Tyson.
I don't think he like that, man.
It's a fight. He coming back. Mike's coming back.
He'll get mad at you, bro. Yeah, and once he gets mad, it's over. Once he gets mad, it's over.
I got him now. He's slow.
Damn. They don't want those problems.
Yo, bro. You don't want those Mike Tyson problems.
Nothing to double that can't figure out.
One of the greatest heavyweights.
Get too drunk. You forget it's on the grill. And that bitch turned black. That's me. I'm done. I'm overcooked and done.
You done?
I'm done, though.
You officially retired.
Man, I retired 2 years ago.
Never coming back.
I ain't coming back.
Hey, you big fat dumb nigga. Get your shit together. Look at big fat motherfucker. You're a fat lady motherfucker.
All right.
Bubba Watson
and Gary.
Well, why don't you just go ahead and spit in his face? That guy right there. That's my mind. Fuck with me, nigga. Wow.
We got Bubba Wallace, NASCAR legend. That when you.
I just keep waiting for him to be like, who the hell is John Africa?
Who the fuck is John Africa? Screaming at him, dude.
Mike Tyson's been hit in the head so many times, and he's so much better at talking than Bappa and thinking.
It's nuts.
Know? Yeah. He's just like, he's like light, and he's way older. And he's still light years ahead of Bappa's thoughts and, you know, words.
Yeah, dude.
Are you, what were you going
to say? No, Mike Tyson is the fucking GOAT, dude.
It's funny. I think that, you know, Bappa may be able to beat Mike Tyson in a fight, but in any other facet, I think Mike Tyson would probably beat him in like a standardized test.
Yeah, chess.
Chess, checkers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a race.
Yeah. Maybe Scramble. Scrabble.
Oh, definitely. Scrabble? Okay. Scrabble, though? Bro. Well,
yeah.
Mike Tyson, fuck, don't even get me started. Okay? Fucking Monopoly, bro?
Honestly, stand up.
Oh, yeah. Best brains, man. Yeah. How can I not say that first? Of course.
Podcasting.
Oh, my God. Mike Tyson podcast. We watched him on Raccoon Tweeties. He had like some story he told about Tupac.
Yeah.
Way better.
Yeah.
Than anything I've seen Bappa do podcast-wise.
Storytelling way better than Bappa?
Yeah. Story, because like.
Insults?
He's very good at insults, too. Yeah. Damn.
So maybe Bappa's got him on fighting.
Bappa should learn from Tyson instead of saying he can. But yeah, he may have him on fighting, though.
If I told you I could beat you in a fight.
He is like 20 years younger than him.
Yeah. All right. So this one's posted by Max Power Bike. It's called The Crushing Inevitability of Decline. It's a big word, Mac. Let's see.
No, I meant like filtering the face.
Oh, no,
too much.
She's dating a girl now. She's dating Miley Cyrus' daughter.
She used to date Beth Lefkowitz.
Never gets old. Oh, fuck, dude.
Oh, come on. That's not nice.
They can't believe he said that.
There's so much music in this week's episode, dude. God damn it.
Yeah, it might. Yeah,
it might get gadooshed. Let's see. Damn. CT. What do you think is stopping him from laughing at himself here?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
He's mad. I guess, well, I do know, I think, because, you know, we all say dumb things that don't make sense, and then we're like, wait a minute, everyone's going to make fun of me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you say something like that, you're not going to laugh, really? He's dating Miley Cyrus's daughter? Is that what he said? Ridiculous.
It's another, dude, Mike Tyson is a better riffer than Bappa, dude.
Yeah, he can go with the flow and like take some hits.
We usually record Saturdays, so we're like 3 days I think we missed. But there was a clip about how he can't riff. Did you see that one or no?
No.
I'll try to find it before the show's over.
Okay.
Yeah, but let's finish this one off here.
Backflip.
Backflip. Chang's. Oh. No. Come on, be cool, dude. Oh, God.
He spelled always wrong. Did he just spell always wrong? Like
that? Did he?
I think so. I think that might be why from the other clip.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a W. There's a... The W is before the...
A.
Yeah. Oh. Right after it, I mean.
He spelled... I don't know what... Were that Tay?
So the W is after the A.
Or
yeah.
The...
Tay, I don't know. Worth...
Traffic.
That might be the... I think that could be argued that that's an H.
Best crowds...
But I see now the A-W-A-W-Y-S. Damn.
A-L-A-W. Damn. And it looks like a parentheses.
That's unfortunate.
Let's see. Damn, dude. Pointing and laughing is so funny, dude.
Damn, dude. And it makes it so much worse that he does the stupid fake laugh at the end.
He's so bothered right there, dude.
Can you do it? That's good.
Came from a real place, dude. Just kidding. This one's posted by Toronto Rapture. He's making a comeback, dude. I don't think he's been on the show for a couple weeks. This one's called Netflix Content B. Mm. Let's see here.
Like, and also Bellator grappling compared to UFC. I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, it's not. It's apples and oranges.
So.
Sometimes you have nothing to say, but that was pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. The Cat Williams effect, dude. Mm-hmm. People are starting to think before they talk now, dude.
Oh, you think that's what it is? Yeah. Brian saw that and now he's like, I can't just make a douche myself or something.
Ask me a question, dude.
What is your Friday looking like?
Friday. See, Friday. Probably going to eat.
See, that was good. I like that act out there. But we don't ever have to worry about that because we have these built-in, like, we have this built-in language.
Yeah, dude.
Anyone ask you a question? 8 inches.
8 inches.
You forget something? Good.
Good. So let's show them how to do it correctly then, dude.
Sure.
Are you excited for your future? Where are you in 5 years?
8 inches.
Ooh, dude, it gets bigger. Got him, dude. Got him.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, Gerardo, you blockbuster.
Well, heard it both ways, B. Damn, we could have a whole conversation like this, dude.
We could go for a long time.
Gay. All right. This one's posted by Haphazard. It's called He Doesn't Understand That Accents Exist Outside of English. Fuck, I fucking stuttered. Let's see.
Yeah, be careful.
Is Spanish
though.
Your first language?
Yes.
That, and you did a special. Your special you did in Spanish and English.
Yeah, it was tough because I thought I really knew Spanish, but it's all like West Coast Spanish.
Different Spanish.
Doesn't exist in regular Spanish.
Yeah, like me and my girl will be watching something with my mother-in-law. Yeah. It'll be in Spanish. It'll be like a Spanish actor, like Narcos. And they're like, oh, no, he's Brazilian. Like, that's not. Or they'll be like, no, he's from Spain. That's not real Spain. Like, he has an accent. I'm like. Doesn't everybody have an accent?
Yeah, like somebody you watch.
Like they'll know right away if it's like especially if it's an American actor.
I love that he just keeps talking, dude.
Yeah, he interrupts him. And like Felipe was like, No.
No, okay, for sure.
Like, relax.
That's what I like about Felipe though. When he goes on other people's podcasts, he destroys the energy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he kind of like tangents everything and sidebars everything.
He seems like another guy with ADD for sure.
Yeah. So this is like a fun thing to watch. Like it's a challenge versus a challenge, dude. You know what I mean?
Right.
that's trying Spanish.
That was like,
they go, oh, it's terrible.
Do you remember Squid Games when the Americans were talking and it's like, that's not some, there was a couple actors where you're like, you're not speaking English.
Your wife is Mexican?
Yeah. Born and raised Guadalajara.
Guadalajara, Guadalajara.
I'm talking super Mexican. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
whole,
man.
Whole household is.
She speaks perfect Spanish, probably.
Perfect Spanish. My mother-in-law.
And Italian. Your wife speaks Italian.
Me la pela.
Yep. My mother-in-law, like, I mean, English is her second language, but it's like dicey.
And you've not, kids picked, speak up, Spanish. Not picked up a
not a lick. not a fucking.
It's heartbroken.
Sticking to that lie about the mother-in-law not being able to speak English.
Came over here illegally.
We all saw the clip that you posted about yourself buying her a house.
Yeah.
In that cringe clip, she clearly speaks English fine. There's no accent at all.
Painted narrative, B. Yeah. I don't want to hear it. Do you think Papa lies to you or something?
All the time.
Nah. If anything, they're liars, dude. She fucking learned that before they started recording.
I think what you said about Felipe is true, though. He brings something to the pot. Even that little thing where he's like, Guadalajara. And yeah. He's like,
yeah.
I love shit like that. Because I have no idea what they're talking about. Like the whistle, I don't know what it means, but it feels right.
Yeah. Shout out to Felipe Esparza, dude. We were waiting for you over here in the homeless community.
See, the way I did that just then, if Brian Callen was doing it, it'd be like blown out. And he'd be like, the guy, you know, the guy that whistles. You know, he's Latino, but he's got the fucking...
He's got a shovel.
You can just be normal and describe people, Brian.
Yeah. All right. So this one's posted by The Final Bunny. Never seen that username. It's called Bobby Throwing Shots Out Here.
Uh-oh.
You see this?
I think so. Yeah. He says something about Chubb in this.
I'm talking about like Venus Williams, US Open.
Oh, God.
Right? And then her vagina smells like her armpit.
Four sets.
Wait, that a lot of guys like that.
Yeah.
Look at George.
That guy's name is Brendan Chubb.
No, look at him.
No, don't cowabunga this, dude. You don't know anything about it, dude. I don't want to even talk about stuff like that. Why do we always talk about bad know, smells and lots of... I didn't want to even talk about it. I was just giving you my gripes.
A very close friend of ours.
I just want to make something clear here. Nobody in the Tiger Belly podcast has anything to do with us. No one is feeding us information or DMing us anything. No, nobody who works the show is DMing us anything at all. This is just, we're fans.
Yeah.
Okay. This narrative that we're connected is the lie.
No, we're just huge fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're struggling for the last 2 weeks dealing with the Trash Tuesday stickers.
I know. We don't know what to do. My idea, now I'm going to go back into non-character mode. My idea was that we were going to cut out so it was just Annie. It was just her head, but then we thought that might look weird.
Yeah, it'd look weird, yeah.
That was my idea. I understand why that would be weird. We don't mean it like that.
Yeah.
But then I was like, then do we just cut Annie out and just leave the Trash Tuesdays? I don't know where.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Honestly.
It's not a show anymore. What were we going to say?
We just got to wait and see, B.
Yeah. I mean, she left the show, right?
Yeah.
And we're big fans. We watch every episode.
Mm-hmm.
Memorize some of the their catchphrases.
Yeah.
You know, like, who's that? You know,
yeah.
And all the...
Giggly girl talk. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Who could forget that?
Yeah. So,
yeah, we don't know. We're kind of lost right now.
Yeah.
It's affecting the podcast a little bit.
Yeah. I can't talk.
Yeah. If they wanted to hurt me, Annie, if you want to hurt me, you got me, sister. I didn't think that was going to land. And then it did. And I'm so happy that it did. I cannot believe that landed with you. And thank you.
Nobody is laughing watching this. Though.
Nobody's laughing at the sister line probably besides you. But that's why you're my friend.
I laugh because you didn't say brother.
I know, dude. Comedy is about the surprise.
There
okay?
you go, dude.
Seven times a week. Australian people knew it already, though.
Well, let's see if Brendan can teach you something about comedy here. Dude, this one's posted by Astro Creep Scoo.
Astro Creep Scoo. What I thought I was going to end at Astro Creep, but then you said Scoo and it made me laugh.
Oh, okay.
That's a funny name.
I think it's Five Coo, but he's been posting a lot lately in the subreddit. It's called Brendan and Cam Compete for Joe Rogan's Attention. So I saw this video from Brendan. I don't know where I'm thinking of Cameron Haynes.
I don't know, man. Those sunglasses are hideous.
But keep your eyes on the sunglasses because you can see like him driving and the phone.
Oh, okay.
He's also complaining about traffic. Oh, but I don't think it's the whole clip, though. So let's see this. Oh, fucking streamables, dude. And I know there were some comments on the last video about how streamables are some reason. I don't read them, though. So
giveaway. Do a giveaway. I thought, who the hell would just give away their freaking car? That's insane.
Damn.
Today,
Chad from Illinois is picking up his brand new Ford Raptor, the Keep Hammering Edition Ford Raptor. I'm so pumped. And $10,000 in cash. I think I'm probably as happy as he's going to be. This has just been a long time coming. It feels so good to give back. I can't
get it.
Yeah,
we'll do.
Congrats.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Chad Loader from Illinois, and I am the winner of the first Cameron Haynes Ford Raptor giveaway. That is real.
I realized doing all this car and truck stuff that I'm doing, my happiness comes from the bill, the chase of the bill.
You gotta be kidding me, man. I cannot believe the phone is in the sunglasses.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What are you laughing about?
That he's giving away a car after Cameron Haynes.
Yeah, he's copying that. I know I should, again, I'm not listening to my own advice. I'm not sticking to the joke of the clip.
Oh, no, you're good.
But that fucking phone, like, he's got it out and he's driving.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's complaining about traffic, too, and he's, like, in a carpool lane. Mm. And going fast.
But to stick to the joke, yeah, it's pretty ridiculous that he just caught, that's what he does.
Yeah.
Toontown is now copying whatever Cam Haynes' show. I don't know what it's called.
Welcome to the brand new CameronHaynes.com truck giveaway.
It's also funny that he was like, I don't know who gives stuff away. It's like, yes, you do.
Yeah, the guy you're copying.
Yeah.
This truck used to be red, but we got this sick badass wrap on it to go with the theme of this giveaway. Like,
you know, instead of him being like, Dallas, my truck show is different. It's like, Dallas, my truck show is the same. You know, it's just like, Dallas, my truck show is Cam Haynes' show.
What you do in the dark matters.
Do I do a giveaway so you guys can win this Ford Lightning that I've hooked up? Or do I do like a Raptor build, make it turn into a single cab or TRX in a single cab? It'd be fun to start with the Lightning.
Like, this is the worst
we'll do.
Also, no effort is put into this. That whoever Cam Haynes is, he has professionally done show that probably comes out in sooner than 6 months.
Oh, dude, come on. Right? Let me say something. It takes a lot. Cam Haynes shot all that maybe years ago, dude.
You think so?
I know so, Papa.
I don't know. I think that's a painted narrative there.
God damn it. Well, he's not giving me much to work with, dude. I can't even talk. The more you support Brendan Schaub, the less you can talk, dude.
I know. It's like a chess game, man. Yeah. If you can make Brendan sound even as a joke, you know, make sense, then it's pretty skilled.
Yeah, dude. What are we doing here? This one's posted by Chigsby. It's called your gearhead B.
That sounds like the freaking Jabba the Hutt language. Your gearhead B. Yeah. Baba Jugaba, your gearhead B. Write that down if you're watching.
Owen. Let's see.
I think the car alone actually looks pretty badass.
Yeah. It's kind of like a Genesis Tesla.
Oh, I think we watched
it right there.
I don't think so.
It's like a Mazda RX-7 or whatever it is.
You just hate me.
I think we watched this and then immediately after gay. It's like, yeah, we've seen him call things gay already, but I don't know about this specifically.
I think I watched this when I was on the road to Arizona. Let's see.
Okay. It's gay. It's like a Mazda RX-7 or whatever.
So, I mean, it's a Red Bull car. It's not a Rogue. It's not a Rogue car.
Mazda RX-7 is not a gay car, basically.
I'm not saying it is, but it's red. The guy's wearing Red Bull. He doesn't have
nicotine.
So, like, that may be. Yeah, there's no rain, dude. Mm-hmm. Red Bull doesn't have 300 mg of natural caffeine.
Diet Coke.
It doesn't. Yeah, it's not diet. Definitely not Diet Coke. It doesn't have increased concentration. It doesn't reduce your fatigue, dude. I mean, this is what the car should have.
Yeah.
If you want the car to look cool, you got to have a cool driver.
Need a co-pilot. XJ.
Yeah, dude.
All right. I think we got one more clip, dude. And then I'll try to find the riff clip that I mentioned earlier.
Chain clip.
Yes. This one's called You're My Hot Ones Now.
Posted. I have seen this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's good. It's cringe though.
posted by Toxoplasmosis. I haven't seen it. I just saw what it entailed, and I was like, oh, I got to watch it on the show.
That's good.
It says, warning, blazing sauce. You okay, bro? I'm good. That's hot. Oh, my God. Well, the end of my tongue is really hurting.
That one kicks in.
Would you rather let a crusty old man drink milk out of your belly button every day for a year? Or drink milk out of a crusty old man's belly button every day for a month? That's such a terrible question. Why does it have to be crusty? Why does it have to be crusty? I don't even know what it means.
Yeah, just blatant ripoff of the other show. I mean, I feel I don't want to insult the this world's strongest man. So I'm not, my criticism is not directed towards you. You could crush me into a million pieces, but man, they got to come up with their own ideas.
Yeah,
they really do. And Brian doing someone else's ideas, that's even worse.
Yeah, dude, that was a great show. Never seen it.
But then again, maybe they should do more TikTok things like hot sauce challenge.
Honestly, be careful what you ask for too, because we want Papa to make more shows, but then next thing you know, we're getting Brian making more shows.
That's collateral damage we didn't see coming.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's fucking, if only Toontown didn't take 4 months to make every episode, dude. You know what I mean?
I need to watch more TikTok so I can figure out what the different things are that I want Papa to try and then mention them on the show.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll do them.
Yeah, especially with a Kibitek hat, dude. You know what I mean?
Don't kill me.
Yeah, don't kill me. He'll listen to you, dude. All right, I found this clip. It made me laugh. I don't know if it's even worth it. It's posted by Money Loan 1864. It's called Papa Can't Riff. Watch this.
What? Hey, what does Section 5 say? And you open it up. You're doing,
Sorry. When doing bits.
Either bounce off of you or sit back.
When I'm in the middle of bit, you either have to,
Okay, so what's happening right now?
I think they're making fun of him for not being able to, you know, riff on. Like, they're saying what he looks at. It's like, if they do a bit, I either yell out or say it's gay or something like that. Right?
Chris D'Elia is riffing with Griffin, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now that we established what's happening, what's Brendan going to do?
Blow it away.
You know the answer, but I hope you...
Interrupt, say okay. It's gay, or be like, hey, I got to go.
What shabism is he going to say right now, dude?
What are we doing here? What else you got, Chin?
Okay, dude. Okay. Here we go.
You add to bit.
Oh, shit. See, I see the problem.
He's just like, I'm sorry, man. I did. The Chris Friend Manual. I love that.
Oh, I would love to write one.
What you looking at, Nick?
He didn't get any cookies today. His little brother got cookies. Yeah. He didn't get cookies.
What else you got, Nicholas?
He just gets bored. And he can't riff, so he says, and what else you got, Nicholas? That's new, dude.
Yeah.
It's not a what else you got, Chin.
Not even Nick.
What's that?
Not even just Nick.
Oh, yeah. Is that like, because he's even more bored than you'd think.
Yeah.
He's like, if it's a really bad topic to Brendan, he says Nicholas instead of Nick. Yeah. Let me know that.
But yeah, dude, this has been we did an hour. I didn't expect that. I thought it was going to be a shorter episode this week.
Well, thank you to the Changs guys.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, if you want to see us do stand-up, check us out Saturday at the stand-up in Bellflower.
The stand-up comedy club, March 23rd, this Saturday in Bellflower. It's going to be me and Brendan Cooney doing a show with Jesus Sepulveda as the headliner. I'm also going to be in Phoenix on March 27th, a Wednesday, and tickets are pretty light. You know what I mean?
Get on that.
And then in San Diego in June and other show dates in April. So, yeah.
Right. Boom. We'll always be on Patreon. Bye.